for Houston, Texas. First matter on the docket this morning is case number 18-6008, Garden Oaks Maintenance Organization. Appearances, please.
Good morning, Your Honor. Johnny Patterson here on behalf of the debtor, Garden Oaks.
Good morning, Your Honor. Charles Ruby on behalf of the Official Committee of Unsecured Creditors.
Judge, if you saw, we filed our tally, and the bottom line is, well, the board is focused on Class 5. As you know, we won't go back too far, but that's the homeowner class. While three sections of the four carried, were able to carry the vote, overall it was split, literally 50-50. And the board doesn't want to proceed on that close of a vote, and so we're going to ask the court to reset us today and give us a chance to propose an amended plan. They have some plans on some changes, and probably end up, I think we're pretty close with the committee at this point now to maybe even submit a joint plan, but we can't obviously plan on that. But
Yes, Your Honor. So we were advised by Mr. Patterson on Friday about what the results of the ballot were going to be and that they weren't going to proceed. So we worked over the weekend and incorporated the concept that I think that the committee and you can ask the debtors, that the debtors believe that the only viable way to leave this bankruptcy case is to have to not pursue an annual assessment and instead have a reduced transfer fee that's applied equally to all new homeowners. So we did file a new amended plan and a new amended disclosure statement last night that incorporated that concept. What we want the court to do is give us 30 days, let the debtors have an opportunity to look at it, and hopefully we can make their comments and add in all their changes, and hopefully we'll leave with a joint plan.
What you're more than happy to do, what are you asking for?
A new disclosure statement hearing?
Well, we don't need a new disclosure statement hearing. I mean, we've gotten interim conditional approval of ours.
Right.
And so what we're going to be asking for, again, worst-case scenario is we'll have our amendments, and we'll want to talk about resolicitation of our amended plan. Again, worst-case scenario.
Sure. I just want to make sure I have this straight. So the committee's got a proposed plan on file. And the debtor, is hopeful of reaching a consensus to have a joint plan, but you're not there yet.
Right.
And if you are unable to bridge that gap, you're going to file your own amended plan.
Yes, sir.
And so when we come back, I'm going to have two plans.
Potentially, yes.
Either one or two.
Potentially.
I got it. I mean, if it's one plan, it means it's a joint plan, right?
Right.
Right. And so if that's the case, that obviously becomes very easy to deal with. If there isn't a bridging of the gap, and I've got two plans, are you all talking about soliciting two plans at the same time, or what are we talking about?
We haven't broached the subject
yet. That bridge, yeah, we have not.
Okay.
Yeah, we realize that it becomes a little messy at that point, and our goal is to make it as simple as possible. So we'll try to deal with it before the hearing.
I got it. So if I could, you want 30 days to figure out what you're going to do. So you just want me to give you a hearing time.
And actually, we probably don't need 30 days, but maybe the week after bench bar, if the court has time, the week of the, if you have something the week, Easter week, so the 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th, something like that.
Let me ask you, how much time?
I think we would need no more than maximum 45 minutes, because we're gonna talk about noticing.
Anywhere from we want you to approve this amended solicitation process on an amended plan, or it could also be if you've got two plans, we have no agreement, we
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. And I think we can do that worst case 45 minutes.
So let me go through and try to find you some time. That week is just a really bad week.
Okay.
Is there... Could we do it... So let me just go through. The 22nd, I have all day with tomorrow, so this is not going to happen. The 23rd, I've even given up lunch hour, and I'm completely just packed until 4:30. 24th is a fallover day or a spillover day for Westmoreland. Hopefully they will use that. I've actually already started to schedule stuff in the afternoon for Vanguard. I don't think that would take more than, say, 2 hours. It's a second base for Vanguard. So I could give you something like 3:30 or 4 on the 24th. 25th is, I got a panel in the morning. It's packed all day until like 3:30. If you want that week, you can have it in the 26th as well. If you want that week, I'm happy to fit you in. Those are just those are the limits on that.
I'm okay with the afternoon, late afternoon of the 24th.
I mean, if we could do it the next week on the 29th, or I don't know what your schedule is, I think that would be...
Would be better.
It would be better, because I'll be coming in from New York.
Got it. Okay. So,
I'm out the 30th that week for... I'm out of town that day. Yes, sir.
May the 1st is Laredo setting. The 2nd and 3rd, we're talking about the savings plan to the Ohio bankruptcy bar, so I'm gone. And then trial on the 29th. Let's just keep going.
We're skipping over the month of May?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, don't need to do that.
Your 9th?
The afternoon, the late afternoon of the 9th is fine with me.
Right. Okay. I want to say we'll continue today's hearing to 3 o'clock on May the 9th, 2019. I'm not going to set anything for us. We set a continued hearing at your time. You all use it however you think appropriate. Does that work, everybody?
Does.
Does.
And if we make a lot more progress than we anticipate, I'd like to be able to submit kind of a solicitation order for you.
Can I make this suggestion?
Sure.
You all do what you want. If you find common ground, and you come to terms with a modified, revised solicitation process, then file an emergency motion.
Okay.
Because my time, as you know, changes every day.
Right.
People settle things, people have emergencies, and so while I'm looking at the calendar today, it won't be the same tomorrow.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But if you all find common ground, file an emergency motion, reach out to Mr. Alonzo, tell him, hey, and again, if it's agreed, Mr. Rico, you're welcome to appear by telephone.
Okay.
And if there's anything to look at, I'll pop it up on Joint Meeting and you can follow through that.
That works.
Don't, if you guys work through this and you've got something that makes sense, I'll figure out a way. I mean, we have to work through lunch one day. We'll work through lunch one day.
Sure. Okay.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Terrific. Thank you both.
Thank you, Judge.